go now to Bruce Klinger, Senior Research Fellow with the Heritage Foundation's Asian Studies Center. He was previously with the CIA and the Defense Intelligence Agency for more than 20 years. Hello, Bruce.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing great. Thanks for being on the show. Okay, is this situation with North Korea just a war of words here, or is there a real threat?
There is a real threat, but I think, as the general pointed out, it's more likely to be a tactical level clash, if that. The situation on the peninsula is really always on the knife edge of a clash or a crisis. And the difficulty with North Korea is it was really the hardest of the hard target issues for the intelligence community to deal with. It's trying to figure out what is bluster and what is a signal of an impending action. We've had many examples of both, and the difficulty is trying to discern which is which. So we've had the threats of a nuclear attack on the United States. That's not going to happen. But it's really intended to sort of continue North Korea's coercive diplomacy. They threatened the U.S. and its allies with any number of actions as a way of trying to achieve their foreign policy objectives through threats and sometimes carrying out military actions. So what is more likely to happen is another tactical level clash. And even that, though, is very dangerous because obviously it's two armed forces clashing. And there is a danger of escalation, and I think there's a greater chance of miscalculation by the new young North Korean leader than his predecessors. And also, South Korea is far more likely to retaliate, even in an escalatory fashion, than it was in the past. So North Korea's, or the Korean Peninsula is always a powder keg, and maybe even more so now.
You know, I think a lot of people who are not old enough to even remember the Korean War or even remember it, you know, by being close to it in age, they just don't really understand why this is such an issue. South Korea is so prosperous. North Korea is, they know something about it being an impoverished country that's ruled by a dictator. But, you know, they don't really understand why this is even a problem. Why can't these two countries get along?
Well, it is a history of division and a history of animosity. North Korea is, you know, the cliche communist regime of the past. It's a brutal dictatorship. It's, you know, Stalinist in what people would think of. It's got a political prison system of, you know, in a country of 24 million people, there are at least 200,000 are in these political prisons. Some of them literally are as large as the District of Columbia. People, three generations of a family can be sent to these political prisons for the crime of one, which may be simply criticizing the leader. There's medical experimentation, there are forced abortions, there's horrendous conditions. In the mid-90s, up to a million out of 24 million citizens may have died from starvation and starvation-related diseases. North Korea has a series of secret police that keep watch on the citizens and each other, the brutal system. And also they've periodically lashed out at either U.S. targets or South Korea. They've conducted acts of war and acts of terror even after the 1950 invasion, which led to the Korean War. So it is a volatile situation. Most of the time, the threats are not carried out, even very strong rhetoric threats. But we can't be dismissive because they have attacked in the past. Most recently, in the year 2010, they sank a South Korean naval ship in South Korean waters, killing 46 sailors. And they shelled a civilian island with artillery, killing two Marines and two civilians. So they clearly have the capabilities and the intent. We just don't know when the next event will happen.
Well, and that's always the issue with the deterrence, because you've got to count on the other guy to be crazy enough to use his nukes, but not crazy enough to use them first. And we just don't know with this guy, right? We have to wrap it up here, but isn't that pretty much the danger here?
Well, the danger is that they have a million-man army, and it's forward deployed near the demilitarized zone. They have hundreds of missiles that can already hit South Korea and Japan. They're working towards being able to hit the United States with a nuclear weapon. We don't know if they have that capability or whether it's another year or two off. And then they have this history of aggression against its neighbors. So it clearly is a situation where the U.S. needs to maintain its defense capabilities. Unfortunately, we're cutting our defense budget, which I think just makes things more dangerous. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's no guarantee that we'll even have a tactical clash, but we do always have to be prepared.
All right, Bruce, thanks for joining us. Bruce Klinger, Senior Research Fellow with the Heritage Foundation's Asian Studies Center.